Scott, President Trump has filed a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase and Jamie Dimon personally over allegations of debanking of Trump-related bank accounts during the period of time that the president was out of office. This is a suit for as much as $5 billion filed by the president of the United States and a number of Trump entities against J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon as an individual. And we have a statement here from J.P. Morgan just within the past couple of seconds. They say, while we regret President Trump has sued us, we believe the suit has no merit. We respect the president's right to sue us and our right to defend ourselves. That's what courts are for. J.P. Morgan Chase does not close accounts for political or religious reasons. We do close accounts because they create legal or regulatory risk for the company. We regret having to do so, but often rules and regulatory expectations lead us to do so. We have been asking both this administration and prior administrations to change the rules and regulations that put us in this position, and we support the administration's efforts to prevent the weaponization of the banking sector. That's an on-the-record comment from J.P. Morgan spokesperson Trish Wexler, Scott. So this lawsuit is a 56-page document. We're going through it right now. The gist of the argument is that this debanking was improper and due to political reasons. That's what the president says in the filing. And we saw, Scott, Jamie Dimon, very outspoken in Davos, being one of the few CEOs to go public with criticism of the president over the immigration enforcement issue, criticism of the enforcement operation more broadly. And so this is a flashpoint of tension now between the president of the United States and one of the most powerful bankers on Wall Street, Scott.